Here's something you've heard before. Seattle is becoming less and less affordable. It's getting to be so that the only people who can really afford the city are the rich. Well, the city has a plan to turn that around. KUOW's Region of Boom team is looking into the plan with a new series called One Class City. Joshua McNichols is a reporter on the team. He spoke with our Emily Fox, and she asked him, what does One Class City mean?
Well, right now we still have pockets where rich and poor people live together on the same block in Seattle, but that's eroding away. One thing that's happening in a lot of cities, especially tech hub cities like Seattle, is rich areas are getting richer and poor areas are getting poorer. We know that the middle class is disappearing and a lot of poor areas are getting pushed outside the city completely. So that suggests a possible future, a worst case scenario where Seattle could become a one class city.
Are people doing anything to prevent us from becoming a one class city?
Well, Seattle has a plan to mix things up. It's called HALA. It's the Affordable Housing Plan, and it has 65 different strategies. I've been looking at four of its big ideas. They basically boil down to this. Build lots of housing. That's number one. Number two is bring poor and middle-income people into wealthy neighborhoods. That's essentially what would happen in Wallingford. Number three is bring middle-income people into traditionally poor neighborhoods. That's what's happening at places like Yesler Terrace and the neighborhoods around it, like the Central District. And the fourth thing is help strengthen the communities that already live in those places. One thing I hope to do in my reporting was to look at the pros and cons to some of Seattle's strategies in both locations.
Tell us more about the series One Class City. Where will you be taking us and who will we be meeting?
The series starts tomorrow with Carolyn Adolph's story about Amazon. Amazon put us on this course where we had to think about how to avoid becoming a one-class city. Then we're going to look at the city's efforts to avoid that future in Wallingford, Yesler Terrace, the Central District, and South Lake Union. We'll meet people who embrace the city's strategy of economic mixing and people who feel like the city's plan is a smokescreen for a developer giveaway.
Can you give us a preview of what we'll be hearing?
We're starting in Wallingford, where there's this big disagreement over the city's affordable housing plan. It's easy to caricature the fight as a battle between homeowners and renters. Here's how renter and urbanist blogger Doug Trumm was received when he tried to make the case for more rentals and more density.
One woman told me basically, like, why don't you move somewhere else if you can't afford it? Like, why do you feel so entitled? And it kind of got under my skin a little bit.
But it's a lot more nuanced than that. At its core, it comes down to a disagreement over whether the city's plan will actually work. And we looked into it and discovered it will work, but it won't be completely painless. Then in Yesler Terrace and areas just to the east, we check in on a neighborhood anticipating an influx of new money. I heard cautious optimism there from jewelry store owner Monica Lee. She says she knows the rent for her storefront will probably rise, but she doesn't know if the neighborhood's new wealthy residents will bring her the money to pay for that increased rent.
If they have more customer, is rent going up, that'd be okay. But if the customer not make it more, I'm worried is that we are out of business.
But there's also a heavy risk that the wealth will push more people out of their homes there. We'll meet a squatter, and we'll talk to a homeless man, and he'll take us to visit the home he used to live in. And we'll see at Yesler Terrace how the new wealth coming in is already improving the lives of one of its tenants. So that's a lot of stuff coming up over the next few weeks, and we're excited about it.
Reporter Joshua McNichols with our Emily Fox. Listen for more of our coverage on the One Class City plan later this week. Check out our stories online at KUOW.org.